"'Is male,' she snapped back with her pretend attitude. I taught her that saying after she and I worked together to create a small saddle for Hope. Once I explained what a horse was and how humans typically rode them, she was able to craft a seat out of cord and some giant leaves. She designed it to wrap around Hope's neck and tie into the towing harness. Trell even included some extra rope netting so we could carry the water jugs or lash spears to the parasaur's beefy flank. Somewhere during that project, Hold Your Horses came up, and I had to fill her in on what it meant. Each of the women seemed to enjoy learning my phrases, and did a pretty good job using them in the appropriate situations.
The main flock is arriving, Sheila reported as she jogged up to us. Are we sure we don't need anything from the cave?
I asked, worried we'd left something important in our old home.
There is nothing left in there but the fire ring, Victor, Sheila responded.
We have plenty of rocks out here, I said with a laugh. We'll make a new one. But for right now, grab a weapon and be ready.
The squawks of the orange birds grew like an approaching storm, and more Pelagornis cardiferous started dropping out of the redwood pine boughs above us. We all stopped what we were doing to watch them fall like snow toward our cave. Galmine nervously held a spear, as did Trell, but Sheila and I both had bows. The blonde woman had hers at the ready, but didn't fire at any birds even when they were close.
I hope they do not remember me, the cat-like warrior said quietly.
As you said, we will live and let live with our new neighbors. I stepped closer and offered Sheila a reassuring smile. In just a few minutes, there were hundreds of birds swarming around the entrance to our cave.
How did they know it was open? I asked my friends.
We aren't out of the cave an hour, and they flock in to take over.
I bet it was Jinx,
Galmine suggested.
I brought him to his new home out here, and the other birds knew our cave guardian was gone.
She giggled while she stepped down a small ladder to get off the roof of the hut.
He did an awesome job,
I replied. I didn't see my little blue friend at that moment, but we put him down in a pile of leaves we'd stacked inside the hut. No matter where we put him, he rarely came outside when the hungry orange birds were near.
They've been watching us go in and out for weeks, Sheila said, and I believe they made their decision when they saw the four of us together out here for most of today.
Ah, that makes sense. Though I don't like to let anything go without a fight, I added.
We've killed many of them over these past weeks, Sheila said. We would need 20 hunters with 100 arrows each to wipe out all of them.
Sheila looked at the still-gathering flock as if sizing them up for battle.
We held them off only as long as we needed to get our new home done. And that is a victory, just as surely as if we killed every last one.
Okay. Let's get back to work, I said as I tried to keep things moving. I gave the finger to the birds over by the cave, but then noticed the odd looks from my companions.
It means fuck you back home, I said while shaking my head.
It also means I'm not afraid of them.
We are not afraid of them either,
Sheila said in her steady voice.
All I know is that it's a good thing you listened to me about putting a camp outside the cave like this,
Trell said with a deadpan delivery. Despite the bustle of arriving birds and our pressing chores, the three of us froze and turned to Trell. But before I said a word about all the things wrong with her statement, she cracked a smile and then began to laugh.
Ha! Too easy!
The sexy spider woman taunted as she looked at me.
You! I growled while pointing to Trell. Get your buns over to the woodpile! We have a job to finish!
I was still chuckling as she and I picked up and scooted log number 6 over to the open section of wall. We lifted so it tipped into the trench, and we immediately began tying the ropes. Trell took care of securing the top while I kneeled and tied off the bottom. A minute later, Hope made odd noises and began to stomp one of her feet.
What is it? Out of leaves?
I asked my dinosaur without looking at her. She continued to stomp, but it wasn't until Jinx screeched annoyingly that I finally looked up from tying the rope.
Victor, Jinx is acting really weird in here,
Galmine said from inside the hut.
Oh, shit! Jinx and Hope are both warning us,
I shouted. I peered around the log to see outside the gap in the wall. The orange and black birds weren't doing anything unusual in the front, so the threat was probably out back.
Trell, get off the wall!
I had no idea what was going on, but I wanted the spider woman out of view. I hurried to grab the ladder so I could use it to see over the back wall. While I ran, Hope's door popped open a few inches, then closed again. Hope's gate was tied off and locked with rope, but the wooden structure itself wasn't perfectly rigid, so the seal wasn't airtight.
Sheila!
I said with alarm in my voice.
There's something!
The door opened just far enough that a familiar green-feathered dino could poke its head through on the left side. The lock rope strained against the pressure, and the raptor's claws threatened to sever it like a knife through butter.
Oh, fuck no!
I screamed with emotion dredged from my deepest fears. The little raptor flashed about 10 million razor-sharp teeth while it sized me up with its beady little eyes. Eyes that looked far too intelligent.
The door!
I shouted while I ran past Galmine to get a spear. As soon as I had a weapon in my hand, I sprinted on fear-numbed legs toward my old enemy. My terror was compounded by the knowledge that 5 logs were missing from the wall behind me, and I prayed that this was the only green raptor to find our camp, even though I knew that they traveled in packs. It only took 2 seconds to cross the remaining 20 feet, which presented 2 possibilities for me. I could try to spear the small head wedged in the opening, or I could slam the door on it. I went for the safest option and lunged for the door, but the raptor seemingly anticipated me and retreated just as I landed my shoulder. It yelped and lost a few feathers from its head, but I failed to smash it dead like I planned. I slammed into the door because I assumed I was going to crush its fucking skull, but when the raptor pulled back, it created slack in the rope holding the gate shut. I assumed the lucky bastard also did some claw damage to the cord because it snapped apart under the sudden load. The gate tilted outward as if Hope was pushing it open to leave the fort. It was designed to swing from the top, so I dropped my spear and grabbed at the wood slats with both hands to try to keep it from opening too much. For a few seconds I stood frozen in the doorway while in full view of the hip-high little monster and several others arriving behind it. I used that frozen moment to snap the nearest one in my IQ. Identification: Dinosaur, Deinonychus anteropus, female. The name meant nothing to me. The dino was the same half-sized version of the Jurassic Park Velociraptor from the movie. I hated everything about them, but the oversized hooked claws on their toes were the worst. I thought back to how those hooks sounded when they ripped the flesh of Heracula and Kelg.
Fuck!
I screamed as I took a deliberate step back from the group of raptors and struggled to pull the door toward me. The peeping raptor seemed just as surprised as well, and it only sprang into action as I yanked down the door. The thing bounced off the outside just as I shut the gate, but more arrived and slammed into the wood where they'd seen me standing. I struggled to hold them back for a few seconds more, but Galmine arrived and leaned into the door next to me as if to add her weight to my delaying tactics. The raptors threw themselves against the gate again, and Galmine and I lurched back a few inches. Some of them tried to claw their way up the outside of the door, too, which scared the shit out of me. The Rockwoman and I were able to hold the gate closed for the moment, but I needed a better solution.
We need another rope!
I yelled. Rope to secure the door was one necessity, but so was getting Galmine the fuck out of danger. It cut against every ounce of my being to have the bubbly woman up against the gate.
Sheila!
I yelled while turning to see where she was. I expected her to show up with the rope 2 seconds after I asked for it. But my friend had problems of her own. She and Trell were using their spears to fend off more raptors from the hole in our wall.
Oh, fuck!
I shouted as I realized how much danger we were really in. The door shook again as the raptors continued to mass up on the other side. If they all hit at the exact same time, we'd probably collapse like wet paper bags. I turned to Hope.
Come here, girl,
I commanded.
I need you!
She'd been standing there looking nervous and making those odd honking sounds, but I got the feeling she wanted to help. The parasaur turned herself around so she faced me in the gate.
Stand right here!
I shouted while pointing her next to the door. Galmine let out a little oomph as another jarring hit came from outside.
Hurry!
I insisted to Hope. She only needed to take a few steps before she reached the gate, and she seemed skittish when the wooden door slammed into her. For a second the gate opened wide enough I was sure something was going to slip inside our fort, but Hope's body became a second wall once she was in position.
Galmine, can you get us lots of heavy rope from the hut?
I pleaded. I knew that she couldn't move that fast, but I didn't want to leave her here with Hope beside the wall.
Yes,
she replied as she stepped back from Hope in the gate. I could tell she was shaken, and I was so glad to get her off the dangerous door.
Go,
I added in an urgent tone. As Galmine walked away, I glanced over at the other 2 women and was horrified to see a mass of raptors snapping and clawing through the opening in the wall. Sheila and Trell took turns jabbing their spears at the little green dinos, but it didn't look like they were making much progress. One of Sheila's thrusts went deep into the chest of a raptor, and it dove out of sight, but another instantly took its place. I had to help them, but I couldn't move. Hope held the gate, but I had to stay near her head to calm her. I sensed her fear at having those predators inches away from her exposed side, but she listened to me and held position up against the door. It created a stalemate that would last until Galmine returned with more rope, or until something worse happened. I flipped between both battles to see where I was needed most, but I returned my full attention to the gate when I saw a puff of dust shoot out from under the door. A few additional clouds appeared right after the first, and then a raptor's head pushed between the crack at the bottom of the door. It was trying to squirm through the new hole under the gate. The feathered dinos were smart enough to tunnel. I wanted to cuss like a motherfucker, but I kept calm for Hope because she was already on the edge of fear. "Just stand here, okay?" I said with a quick pat to her neck. Then I sprang toward the digging dino. The black eye of the raptor saw me coming, but I had the initiative. I didn't know karate or any other martial arts, but I did my best Bruce Lee impression, and I jumped through the air and then thrust the heel of my boot right into its eye. The dinosaur bellowed in pain and attempted to wriggle out. I pressed my attack, but before I could kick that ruined eye again, the head disappeared back through its burrow. I mentally commanded Hope to push the dirt back into the hole, and the parasaur followed my orders. She was a much quicker digger than the raptor, and the hole was filled back up in a handful of seconds. The raptors continued to slam into the door while Hope pushed dirt, but my dino didn't need to move from her spot to finish the work, so the wood just smacked into her flank.
"Victor!"
Galmine shouted as she arrived with an armful of rope. I took the coiled strands and got underneath Hope's flank while the big dinosaur kept the door from swinging inward. The new rope was about the same size as I'd used the first time, but now I slung it around the hooks on each side of the door frame and lashed it multiple times through the ropes binding the door itself. Then I got a second rope and tied it to the door a couple feet lower, so there was no play at the bottom of the gate. It seemed twice as strong as before, but I wouldn't be happy until we had a massive metal drop bar holding the gate in place.
"Can you keep an eye on Hope?"
I said to Galmine. I planned to leave Hope against the door just to be sure.
"Yes, go,"
she said with a weak smile.
"Okay, Hope. Listen to Galmine. She is a friend, right?"
I tried to convey my message along with happy thoughts of the bubbly woman, and the parasaur honked what might have been a reply. I patted her on the neck and gave one last look toward the rock woman.
"Victor!"
Trell screamed as she jabbed her spear into the cluster of raptors she was trying to fend off.
"We need the logs to seal up the wall!"
"I'm on it!"
I shouted as I sprinted to our woodpile. When I reached our stack of logs, I wrapped my arms around the widest end of the closest log, tightened my stomach, and pushed with my legs. I was used to carrying this with Sheila, but adrenaline was giving me tons of strength, and the log lifted off the ground. But it wasn't easy. The long length of wood probably weighed over 300 pounds, and I'd never lifted one all by myself. My back, glutes, legs, abs, and arms strained against the mass, but I didn't give a shit. My friends needed me.
"Hold them off!"
I yelled as I started to drag the massive log over to them. Trell and Sheila increased the speed of their attacks to force the raptors away. I dropped the end of the 10-foot pole into the dirt, and I ran to the other end and lifted the log until it fell in the ditch. Trell jumped back to me and used one of her spider legs to help me shift the log into position, even as the rest of her body focused on shoving her spear at a pair of raptors. It looked like there were 30 of them trying to get inside.
"Trell, you need to tie it off!"
I gasped as my breath tried to recover from pushing the log.
"Got it!"
she said as she tossed me her spear. I grabbed the weapon with numb hands and ran to help Sheila keep the raptors out of the entrance, while Trell tied the top of the log I just raised to the others.
"Done!"
she said 10 seconds later.
"Take the spear, I'll get another log!"
I tossed the weapon up in the air and Trell snatched it. Sheila jumped back as a raptor lunged for, but Trell used one of her far legs to jab the predator viciously in the chest to get it to back off.
"We are fine, go!"
Sheila shouted, but then another raptor snapped its teeth a few inches away from her face, and she had to kick it back.
"Okay,"
I said as my heart leapt into my throat. I went back and manhandled log number 4 until it was in the hole. My body was screaming with agony, but I ignored the pain and helped Sheila defend again as Trell tied off the top. As I sprinted for the next one, Galmine waved me over to her.
"Victor, the door is moving!"
The rock woman pointed to the far side of Hope.
"Fuck! I need more rope!"
The door wasn't bursting open, but it might if I didn't get another length of rope to tie it a little better.
The little bastards really wanted to get in. I spun around and dashed into the hut to pick up more cordage. Galmine ripped and twisted leaves whenever she could, so we had a ton of rope, but the pile had gotten a lot smaller over the last hour. When I got back out of the hut, I glanced at Sheila and Trell. I would have loved to shoot some arrows at the raptors, but there was no time, and I didn't want to hit my friends by accident. Sheila was right about spears. They were the correct weapon for close combat like this.
"Watch out!"
I shouted as I ran by Galmine, aimed under Hope, and slid up to the door like a ball player stealing a base. Once I was at the door, I could see it was still tied really well where I'd secured it earlier, but there was a bit of give at the bottom near the burrow. I cinched the rope around the lowest crossbar and yanked the shit out of it at each side of the doorframe. If that didn't keep the gate from shifting, nothing would. I slid out from under Hope and gave Galmine a thumbs up. Then I ran back to the log pile. The next tree trunk became a nightmare to drag to the wall. It felt about twice as heavy as the others, and I almost couldn't lift it from the ground. My muscles were spasming with fatigue. It had been leg day and upper body day at our outdoor gym for too many days in a row, and I just dragged and lifted two logs by myself. Still, I managed to get the log in place while the two women defended me, but I did a shitload of grunting along the way. When I got back to the log pile, I looked over to Galmine and took comfort that Hope was nuzzling up to her while the rock woman was rubbing her snout. More importantly, my rope seemed to be holding the door in place, and nothing was nosing around underneath. Then I was on to the second-to-last log. I dragged the 10-foot trunk into position, though I had to dig deep into my soul to summon the strength. Lifting four in a row while raptors chomped at every exit took its toll. I barely managed to get it standing up straight, and my breaths were entering and exiting my lungs with tearing pain.
"One left, male!"
Trell shouted as she stabbed a raptor through the now much narrower vertical hole in our wall.
"The hardest one,"
I said after I took a deep breath. I thought about asking Trell or Sheila to grab the log, but both women were better than me with a spear, and we'd all die if any of the raptors made it past the wall. All the other logs created a smooth-looking line along the length of the curved wall, but each pole sat a little behind the one next to it so they could form a reinforcing circle. If we didn't position this last one correctly, the missing tree would rob the wall of a lot of that natural strength. Trell explained it in one of her lectures, using sticks, but basically it meant there was a 5-inch gap between the two finished sections of the wall. The 8-inch diameter log couldn't fit between the existing poles, and could only be set in the ground from the other side. The side filled with hungry dinosaurs.
"If I knew these raptors would be here, I might have designed this in a square,"
Trell mused as I dragged the last heavy log to the wall. My arms, back, and legs were shaking from fatigue, and the edges of my vision were starting to dot with black spots. I didn't have anything left in me, but I was going to have to lift this thing up and over the wall anyways.
"Yeah, I know what we have to do,"
I gasped as if I was hopped up on caffeine and adrenaline. My lungs burned like they were on fire, and my legs felt like jello.
"Trell, you need to get up there. Sheila and I'll send the log up to you."
I pointed to the top of the wall next to the remaining sliver of an opening. She let down her spider legs and crawled up to the top of the wall, while Sheila continued to fend off the raptors with her spear. As soon as Trell reached the top, she immediately began jabbing her weapon at the raptors on the other side.
"Keep them from coming in while Sheila and I lift,"
I yelled up to Trell.
"I will,"
she replied. As soon as Sheila dropped her spear and went to help me lift, a smaller raptor had squeezed through the slit in the wall and started snapping at us. In the few seconds it took for me to grab my spear, it began wedging itself through. I lunged with my spear, punched the point through its flat chest, and drove it right back out of the gap. Sheila had also grabbed her spear and used the weapon to help push it along. But another was already in its place.
"I got it!"
Trell screamed as she drove her spear through the beast's head. It died almost instantly, but its body lay right in the gap where we needed to set the log.
"Son of a bitch!"
I blurted.
"Let's lift!"
We set our spears down and heaved the heavy end of the trunk until it was over our heads. My arms were wobbly, my breath came out in ragged huffs, and it felt like my back was about to cramp, but I was able to maintain it until Trell could help.
"Got it!"
the black-haired woman shouted to us as she grabbed the log. With her help, we slid the tree a few feet so it rested on top of the wall like it was a ramp. I immediately thought of how shitty it would be if we let the log slide over the top to create a ramp on the other side. It would be pretty fucking steep, but I guess the raptors would be able to climb it. There was no margin for error.
Hang on!
I huffed to my two friends as I grabbed my spear and shoved its point at another raptor that was climbing over the corpse of its buddy. I was a bit too slow to hit this one, and it darted back with an angry hiss. I had to make a few more stabs into the group to give me a little space, but then I managed to push the corpse off the top of our hole.
I can defend!
Trell screamed as her spear came down to hit another raptor. I looked up to see her balancing the last log with one hand, attacking with her other, and holding onto the side of the fort wall with her spider legs.
Sheila, help!
I shouted as the cheetah woman jumped up next to me and attacked the hungry shapes in the gap.
I'm gonna get something from the hut!
It would take a bit of luck to get this done, but I had something that was going to give us a better chance. I hauled ass into the hut, grabbed the longest piece of rope left, and then took it to the log. In that short time, Sheila had killed another raptor in the narrow passage. I tied the rope around the part of the pole balancing on our side of the wall. This would end up being the top when it flipped over into the hole, and my intent was to use the rope as a brake so it didn't flip too far over and fall out into the raptors.
Trell, buy us some time!
I shouted.
Sheila, up and over!
The blonde woman jumped back from the hole, and we both lifted from the far end of the log. Then we walked it forward so it slid on top of the 4-inch slot. We managed to get it to the halfway point, and the heavy log seemed to balance on top of the fence like the top of the letter T.
Trell, you have to keep it from tipping!
I yelled at her.
I won't let it go,
she said, though the spider woman looked a little unsure.
Stick with it! We're almost there!
It hurt to talk, but then I saw a brave raptor push his face into the hole of our wall.
Fuck
these guys! Couldn't they just leave us alone?
Sheila, guard the slot!
I ordered.
Yes,
she replied. I didn't pay attention to her spear thrust, but I did hear the raptor scream when she stabbed it. I decided that someone needed to be up with Trell to help the log over the top, so I ran and grabbed our small ladder. Once I slammed it up against the wall, I had an idea for how to use it properly.
Trell, buy us some more space! Sheila, we're lifting!
My orders came out in a hoarse bark, but the women jumped to execute my commands. Sheila held the tree with both hands above her head while it balanced on top of the wall. Trell continued to poke her spear down into the pack of raptors, and they hissed like angry train brakes. We were committed. The ladder was only about 6 feet high, which made it difficult to get a good grasp on the tree trunk, but it was still better than being on the ground. I used both hands to test the weight of the log, and I figured Trell and I could do the next step.
We're gonna lift together,
I said to Trell as I climbed up the ladder to be next to her.
I don't need your help. I am stronger than you, remember?
The spider woman shot back with a quick laugh.
I do,
I replied, though I felt like a totally new man since we'd had that conversation about our strength attribute.
Just don't lose your grip on the log or we're shit out of luck.
She gave me a grim nod.
Here we go,
I shouted the second I was in position.
It's gotta go straight up, then we'll drop it toward the hole.
The log had been balanced on top of the wall, but now we let it tip over the far side. As we shoved it over, we also had to keep it as slow as possible. Trell and I bear-hugged the pole to keep the heavy end from shooting out of control. The plan worked well, until the log was low enough for the raptors to reach it and get in the way.
Ah, shit!
I growled through my teeth as I struggled to hold on to the log. But Sheila was there with her spear. She shoved it through the little gap in the wall and jabbed the dino to get it to move back. Crushing a raptor would be so satisfying, but it would prevent the final log from seating properly. Trell and I began to struggle with the pole as it became nearly vertical. I felt it give way, and there was nothing I could do to slow it.
Trell!
I shouted.
It's going!
But it was already gone. The log slid through my arms and landed in the dirt near the base of the wall.
Don't let it go!
I yelped. The momentum of the fall yanked me halfway over the top of the wall, and one of the spikes almost impaled my stomach. Trell was above me, also struggling to hold it from further tipping over. If we both let go, the log would end up on the ground outside the fort.
Grab the rope, Sheila!
I gasped. My cat-like friend yanked her spear out of the gap and then grabbed the rope I'd tied on the log.
Pull!
I shouted. I wanted Sheila to pull the rope, but I also had to hold on so the top of the log stayed where it was. I heard Sheila grunt as she really strained to yank the rope tied to the base of the upright log. She moved it a couple of feet toward the hole in the ground.
That's it! You've got it!
I said while looking straight down on Sheila. A raptor made a last lunge, but the log had tightened up against the existing parts of the wall, and there wasn't enough room to snap at Sheila's hand. Then the log fell into the hole with a satisfying sound. I leaned back on the ladder so I was no longer on top of the wall. Trell backed away as well.
I almost fell off,
I remarked as we went down to the ground.
I would have caught you,
the black-haired beauty replied with a reassuring smile.
Maybe.
Ha! Thanks for watching my back, I said to Trell as the three of us stood there panting. We listened to the raptors outside the wall. I wasn't sure if I should have been worried about the last logs we'd set. They weren't bound together with multiple ropes yet, so there was some give to them. But the ditch and the natural strength of the rounded wall kept them from tipping over.
We fucking did it,
I said when we'd all gathered in the middle of the fort next to Hope. You are all amazing.
So are you,
Galmine replied. It said a lot that she was now smiling and happy.
I really wanted to help you guys, but I felt it was best to be with Hope.
You were key, Galmine, I answered. You kept the back door shut while we got the front squared away. We couldn't have done it without you.
We were lucky, but Victor guided us through,
Sheila said while she leaned on her spear.
I agree with the warrior woman. For a male, he did pretty well.
Trell laughed, and I knew she wasn't insulting me.
Can we rest now, Victor?
Galmine said.
I have some ideas.
No, not yet. Sorry, Galmine. The gate is fucked up, so we need to fix that lock right away. I also want to tie off those last few logs so they can't budge. I know it's almost dark, but if we get that done, I think we might actually be able to sleep in peace tonight. Galmine made a sound like purring. My headache had slipped away during the fight, but my exhaustion was quick to return now that death was off the table. I took a few deep breaths and planned to forge ahead with the last items on today's checklist. Before I could do anything, the forest filled with color as beams of light punched through the sky in many locations. For a minute, the lights dropped far away and in places obscured by the trees of the surrounding pines. But then, one touched down super close to our fort. A blue shimmer sparked into existence a few hundred yards toward the stream with a sound like thunder. The spark became a glow that grew in brightness until it was a solid blue tower of light that seemed to go up into space. The raptors noticed it too, because they immediately stopped pawing at the door. I don't know where the thought came from, but it all fell into place why the green dinosaurs were all over us at that beach when I first arrived on this world. They knew the lights brought easy prey. That pillar of light was really damn close, I observed, and Trell instantly climbed up the side of the wall with her spider legs.
It's a woman!
My friend shouted as soon as she peeked over the side of our fort wall.
She's right at the edge of the forest, and two dinosaurs are running toward her.
Chapter 16.
Shit!
I groaned as I pushed my exhausted legs into a sprint. I was at the ladder a second later and used it to climb up to the edge of our fort wall. The majority of raptors were still at the base of our wall, and they hissed at me when they saw my head pop over. I ignored them and turned my eyes toward where Trell pointed. A woman with long pink hair stumbled forward out of the blue teleporter glow, some 200 yards from our fort. As soon as she exited the beam, the light shut off, like someone snapped their fingers. A final clap of thunder echoed out into the clearing, and the woman jumped in fright. The woman looked human. She was wearing what looked like tight blue jeans and a white silk blouse. My eyes shot to her feet when she tried to take a step, and I saw that she was wearing 6-inch platform heels. She was dressed like a rich socialite who'd been plucked from a Catalina wine mixer, and I was struck by how beautiful her face was. Her neon pink hair was a color I'd often seen on women from Earth, and I wondered if she was actually from my world. My eyes strayed from her brightly colored hair, and I saw the pair of green, feathered raptors racing toward her.
Hey!
I screamed to get her attention, and the raptors on the wall below me hissed as they clawed at the wall.
Hey, you!
Trell screamed along with me, and I saw Sheila grapple to the top of the wall beside me.
Hey!
The three of us screamed together, and the pink-haired woman finally turned toward us.
Run! Run! They're coming for you!
I shouted as I pointed at the two raptors racing toward her. They were about halfway there now, and I guessed that the woman had only a few dozen seconds to try and escape. I doubted she'd be able to make it.
Damn it, run, you idiot!
Trell screamed as she waved her arms along with Sheila and me. The distant woman seemed to come out of her confused haze, and I saw her head turn toward the raptors. Then she screamed, stepped backward, and fell on her ass.
Fuck!
I hissed as I tried to figure out a way to help her. I knew Hope was faster than these raptors, but there was no way I could get out of the door when there were 20 down below. They'd rip us to pieces in an instant. The poor woman was about to get eaten.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
I sighed as the green raptors raced closer to the woman. We can't help her. I thought about what her life might have been like before she got here. I wondered what she was doing before the aliens grabbed her. I prayed that her end would be swift and painless. But I remembered the men on the beach when I first arrived, and I knew that this poor woman would probably not have a clean and painless death. She was going to die screaming as the raptors tore her limbs off her torso.
There is nothing we can do, Sheila said as if she read my mind. It is unfortunate, but...
A blast of light came from the direction of the woman and the raptors, and I felt my jaw drop. A bright pulse of pure laser-like energy had left one of the beautiful woman's hands and streaked toward a raptor. Three-quarters of the feathered dinosaur's body was now made of burnt smoke, and the bottom half of its body tumbled through the ferns.
Holy!
I started to shout with surprise, but the woman raised her other hand toward the single approaching raptor, and a second beam of energy shot from her palm. It was too bright to tell what color it was, but the other raptor instantly vaporized, as if it had been hit by some sort of futuristic weapon. There hadn't even been a sound, just the flash of light and a half-disintegrated dinosaur.
Shit!
I finished, as the pink-haired woman collapsed on the grass. She was on all fours, and I could see her back move with dramatic breaths. It looked like her hand laser beam cannons had taken a lot out of her, but I couldn't argue with the results.
Run!
Trell screamed at the woman, and I saw her try to get up from all fours. It looked like she was exhausted, but she managed to stand on wobbly legs. Then she fell down again.
Fuck it all!
She looked really tired. Could she blast another set of raptors? Could she get up and run? I had no idea what her real powers were, but the way she was bent over made me think someone had just kicked her in the stomach.
I need to go out there,
I said as I glanced down at the raptors on the other side of the wall. None of the horde had decided to run toward the woman, but a few of them were glancing toward where the flash of light had come from. The raptors seemed really distracted by our screams, and they were throwing themselves against the wall with insane fervor.
What? Go out there? You're crazy!
Trell grabbed my arm with her long bone fingers so that she could get my attention.
You saw what she can do, I said. We need her. It's just 200 yards. I'll take Hope and... Victor, no!
Trell interrupted me.
We did it. This is our home now. We're safe. You can't go out with that mob of beasts running around. I agree with Trell,
Sheila said as she stabbed her spear down into a raptor that had jumped halfway up the wall. The monster screamed when her weapon hit it, and it fell down.
Look at her ability,
I argued.
She killed the two raptors with some sort of power. She could help defend and protect all of us, and she's right over there. It isn't far for Hope to run. They will eat you and Hope as soon as you get out the door,
Trell argued, and it looked like her black eyes were on fire.
Look! They're all stuck right here because we're screaming!
I gestured down at the 20-something dinos.
If you make a lot of noise to distract the raptors, Hope and I can slip out, and then we'll be back in a flash with one more person who can help us survive. Victor, this is the stupidest thing you've...
Trell, just fucking do it! I shouted at her as I jumped down the ladder and ran toward Hope. I thought about Heracula as I ran across our small camp. I wished the shark man had made it off that beach with me. He'd seemed like a good dude, and he would have been a huge asset to our construction team, and an even bigger part of our defense. This woman killed two raptors without even touching them. If I could bring her back to the camp, our little tribe would have a better chance of surviving.
Victor, I agree with Trell and Sheila,
Galmine said as I ran past her.
This isn't safe. Please stay here.
Please untie the ropes on the gate when I'm ready, I said as I stepped to Hope's side. The flock of orange birds almost seemed happy as they clucked away by our cave, but the claw-happy raptors provided a terrible undercurrent of chirps and scratching right outside our wooden barricade. My stomach dropped when I thought again about what I was about to do. Maybe it was idiotic, but the woman was so close to our camp, and I didn't want to risk losing someone who could blast the living fuck out of dinosaurs, especially when we were stuck on a world filled with dinosaurs. I could do this. I could save one more person and make our little tribe stronger.
Listen to us!
Trell was suddenly at my side, and her long fingers closed around my bicep.
You're going to get killed out there! Stop being an idiot, male! We know you are strong, you don't need to prove anything!
Get back on the wall and distract the rafters!
I shouted at Trell as I climbed onto Hope's back. Sheila was following my orders and shouting at the raptors from her spot on my wall, but I could see her stealing glances at me, and I could read her body language well enough to know she wasn't happy with my decision.
No!
Trell growled as she grabbed onto my thigh.
You can't go out there! I don't care if she has the power to kill them! It isn't worth risking you!
Trell, I replied, there's no more time! We need her!
You've been so nice to me these past days. No one has been that nice to me my entire life. I joked with you about being a dumb male, but I can't deny my own feelings. I've tried to tell you since that day you held me in your arms, but my expression of love only involves procreation.
I'm not dying,
I growled, but she raised a hand to stop me.
Please let me finish. This is the first time I've ever done this.
Trell's eyebrows were furrowed, and her voice trembled.
I've learned from Gallimine and Sheila that love can be expressed in ways I never imagined. If you stay with us, I will love you and be loved by you without any conditions. I only want to be yours. Please, don't go. Let her die. We don't need her. I can't risk losing you. I love you. Please, stay here with me.
Trell looked up with tears in her stormy black eyes.
I don't know what to say.
As I spoke the words, my IQ flashed a message that I almost ignored, though I took a quick peek to see if it was super important. I expertly flipped to the flashing assets tab to find all the numbers blinking. Structures, 2. Creatures, 2. Women, 2. I clicked the 2 after women and discovered, woman added, Trelidil Iria.
Say you'll stay and not go out,
Trell pleaded.
Holy shit!
I blurted.
You...
I started to share the IQ's report, but I held my tongue. The computer somehow understood Trell's words as worthy of adding her to my inventory of women. But if I shared that knowledge with her, she might use that as proof I should never go. And I might be tempted to let her stop me.
You are amazing, Trell, I said while in the saddle she'd made for me. But I have to save her. We need her powers and we need help surviving.
You need to help me by distracting the raptors.
Fine!
She spat.
Idiot!
Her spider legs drummed on the ground in an obvious temper tantrum.
Don't be like that.
Will you keep this safe for me? I took off my Outback hat and offered it to her. Her black eyes opened wide, and she snatched it from my hands before I could set it on her head.
I want you! Not your damn hat!
Her shoulders slumped and tears poured down her cheeks. But then she put the hat on her head.
Sheila, let's get their attention.
The spider woman barked, and then she ran over toward my other friend's spot on the wall. Trell made a single leap on her spider legs, stuck to the wall, and then climbed across the vertical surface with ease. She started screaming at the raptors when she made it to the top, and then she moved so that the group would go further away from the gates.
Hey, you ugly idiots, over here!
Trell screamed.
Here, here, here!
Sheila shouted as she grabbed the top of the wall and climbed across the point so that she could follow Trell.
Gallimine, untie the gate,
I ordered as I turned Hope toward the door.
I don't want you to go, not one bit,
the silver-haired beauty walked between Hope and the gate.
That woman needs my help, and we need hers,
I said as I gestured for her to get started. I understand, Gallimine replied with a teary smile. I will never approve of sending you into danger, but that's all there is on this planet.
You would risk your life to save her even if she didn't have powers. That is the kind of wonderful man you are.
I don't know about that, I said as I thought about the pink-haired woman's power. Yeah, I'd like to say that I would go out there to help anyone, and maybe I would have. But I was safe in here with 3 beautiful women who like me, and out there was a bunch of hungry raptors.
I was risking my life so that I could save someone that would turn the tide in dinosaur land. Besides, it wasn't like it was that dangerous. She could just blast any of the raptors that came after us.
You do have honor. It is why I love you so much. Come back safe, my dear Victor.
Gallimine untied the last of the rope, but she paused so that we could wait for the other 2 women to give us the signal when they had the raptors on the far side of the fort.
How's it looking?
I started to yell over them, but Trell was already waving at me, and Sheila was standing on the ladder and leaning over the top of the wall to tempt the raptors.
They are all over here! Go, 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 go!
Trell ordered. I turned to Galmine and nodded at her to release the last knot.
When we return, be careful of those things coming in after us!
I shouted to my friends.
Be safe, I love you!
Galmine stepped out of the way of the door and blew me a kiss.
Come on, Hope! Giddy up!
I shouted as I pushed my dinosaur through the door and out into the field. No raptors were waiting for us in front of the gate, but I saw a bunch of tails to our left as they ran toward where Sheila and Trell were screaming.
Go!
I said when we were clear of the gate. Hope broke into a run across the open ground of the grove. I glanced over my shoulder when we reached the nearest big sequoia to make sure the raptors weren't getting inside the fort. I was relieved to see the gate was already shut. But then my balls shriveled when I saw a few raptors peel off from the barricade so they could give chase to Hope.
You'll be happy to know they're coming for us,
I shouted to Hope with a sarcastic laugh. I gotten us both into some serious shit. I guided her around another massive redwood tree and then turned so that we aimed back parallel to the clearing. I nudged Hope to run faster and hoped the trailing raptors couldn't see our path through the dense forest. My plan was to lose them in the forest and then come out the side of the clearing before angling back to the pink-haired woman. I hoped that I'd lose the chasing raptors in the redwoods, but at the least I didn't want to lead them straight to the woman. For one glorious moment I enjoyed the sunshine and wind blowing on my face from the top of my dinosaur steed. I listened to the air pump in and out of her lungs with a deep bass sound, a lot like a horse. She ran faster than I'd ever seen, and I got the sense she fed off my adrenaline.
Go! Go! Go!
I urged her mentally. I was afraid to push her too hard, or I'd wear her down before we could get back home. But for the moment she was going fast enough that I didn't think the raptors could catch up. But then we found some of the green-feathered assholes. I didn't know where they came from, but I suspected they were running toward the light that had dropped the pink-haired woman. I saw the first raptor slinking through the ferns near one of the redwoods, like it was sneaking up on a victim. My biggest advantage over those little hunters was that I wasn't slowing down, but they were chasing me now.
Shit! Don't stop, Hope!
I breathlessly relayed to my friend. The green-feathered runners sped up to match our pace, but as one raptor got close, I adjusted Hope's path, so we drifted away from a collision. One monster made a biting lunge at Hope's side, but it was too slow and ended up snapping at her tail instead. I glanced back to see it chasing us along with three others, and my heart almost ejected out of my mouth. I ordered Hope to give me all she had, and she blasted forward like a rocket ship. The raptors seemed startled by her speed, and they let out an angry squawk as we lost them. I turned to the right again and focused my attention on the clearing approaching in front of us. I pulled out my spear and kept Hope running along the curving route toward the woman. I wanted to come at the new arrival from the side, while keeping away from the main pack of predators until the last second. Hope galloped through the forest at what must have been 30 miles per hour. I almost couldn't see because of the wind in my eyes. I turned back and saw that she'd lost all of the green-feathered monsters. I felt as if I was jockeying a Triple Crown racehorse, and I urged Hope to sprint even faster. The parasaur ran on her rear feet but kept her head low to the ground. Her long tail stuck out straight behind her and probably acted as a counterweight to that crested head. The faster she went, the smoother the ride became as she and I reached a finely tuned balance of motion together. Hope crashed through some small evergreens and we emerged in a clearing at full gallop.
There!
I burst out as I directed Hope toward the woman. She was still on her knees and her pink hair fell around her face, but she seemed to sense I was riding toward her and turned her face up to me with surprise. I hated to give up the speed, but I slowed Hope a little so I wouldn't plow into the woman. My heart rate and adrenaline revved dangerously as we crossed the open ground. I turned to my right and saw the group of raptors still at the wall of our fort. I then twisted my head over my shoulder and didn't see any chasing behind us. It looked like we were in the clear, but I couldn't shake the feeling we were going to arrive a second too late to save her. I squeezed the neck rope in my sweaty hands and swiveled back and forth to look for our pursuers.
Get ready to jump up!
I shouted when I was 50 feet away.
What is this place? I'm not going!
She started to reply. I watched her jaw drop as she got a look at what was coming out of the woods behind me. I didn't even need to glance back. It was now or never for her.
Whoa, girl!
I yelled to Hope as I yanked on the neck rope in my best effort to put on the brakes. The woman's eyes bulged as we bore down on her. Hope's feet dug into the loose topsoil and skidded like we were on ice. We slid up right next to the young lady. I reached out my hand, intending to help her up so she could sit behind me, but she kept her bulging eyes on the raptors.
"More are coming!" she screamed.
"Get up here, damn it!"
I ordered. I held my hand over the side as a clear sign of what she needed to do. She looked up at me and opened her mouth to say something.
"You can do it,"
I said in a reassuring voice.
"Hurry!"
Hope was jittery as she sucked in mountains of air, and it reminded me we'd have to run all the way back with an extra load on her shoulders. We needed every second.
"You need to give me your hand right now, or you need to blast them with your power again," I said as I glanced over my shoulder.
There were four raptors coming out of the woods, and we only had like 15 seconds.
"I only have two hands," she screamed. "I can't do any more."
"Then get on now, or you're going to fucking die,"
I said in my ordering animal's tone of voice. That got her full attention. She reached out her hand, and I yanked her up across my lap. Then I turned and saw a group of raptors running toward us from the fort. We couldn't ride straight back home. We were going to have to go around through the trees. So much for a quick and easy rescue.
"Fucking go! Go! Go!"
I yelled to Hope while also prodding her neck with my legs. Hope bolted forward, and the woman in my lap screamed. I had no time to put her behind me where she belonged. I wrestled with the rope while holding the beautiful woman by the ass to keep her from tumbling off. I kept the spear under my armpit, but it was one more thing to juggle. Hope wasn't up to speed, and the parasaur's movements were bouncy and unpredictable, like a lost raft at the wave pool. It was all made worse because I couldn't focus on any one task, like telling my mount where to run. Hope crashed through some tall saplings, and one of the branches nearly clotheslined me right off her shoulders. She headed for a denser patch of trees. It was the perfect place for losing our pursuit if I could get my shit together. I got back into position just in time to see a raptor overtake us on our right side, and then lunge for the woman's long, dangling legs. I flinched to the left, which put pressure on Hope's right side. She must have read it as my desire to turn to the right, because that's where she went.
"No!"
I screamed, because it wasn't where I wanted to go. The raptor was in the air when Hope shifted course, and instead of taking a bite of the woman, it smashed into the parasaur's rigid neck. Hope let out a pained honk and veered to the side while the raptor ricocheted off, and the woman balanced on my lap let out a surprised screech.
"Hold on!"
I shouted as I grabbed her tight ass. She probably had no idea how close she'd come to losing a leg from the raptor, or that she'd almost bounced off Hope's back 20 times in the last 30 seconds. The course change, along with my inconsistent commands and the unfamiliar woods, meant Hope wasn't able to run at peak efficiency. If I just let her go with her instincts, she might have just gotten us the hell out of there, but my taming skill was playing against us at that moment. We had to work together to survive. Another raptor slammed into Hope's side, and the woman screamed like a banshee.
"It's stuck to us!"
The saddle jiggled as if someone was tugging the attachment ropes. Hope immediately became less responsive, like the air had been let out of her tires, and I leaned to my right so I could see what the woman was talking about.
A fucking raptor was hanging onto the saddle by its wing, and Hope is now carrying the weight of 3. "You have to hold on!"
I yelled to the woman. There was no manual on riding dinosaurs, but if there were, I'd probably be doing everything just the opposite of what it said. My pretty passenger held onto my left pant leg with a fingernail death grip while I yanked my spear from under my arm. When I write the book on riding a dinosaur, I'm going to have a whole chapter on riding while distracted. I used my thighs to hold myself onto Hope's neck while the woman and I bounced along in the primitive saddle. At the same time, I got the spear into my right hand and aimed for the raptor hanging from the saddle rope on Hope's flank. The first strike missed by a mile, and the raptor let out what sounded like a mocking chuckle as it tried to free its wing from the straps. The green-feathered monster was holding on with great determination, but I could almost see it think through how easy it would be to slash into Hope's meaty flesh.
"Get off, you fucker!"
I shouted. I poked again and landed a strike on the inside of its mouth just as it howled at me. It didn't draw blood, but the raptor recoiled at the foreign object, slid its wing out from the strap, and tumbled to the ground behind us. Sheila would say that was good enough to call a victory. There was no time to celebrate. I slid the spear back under my arm and focused myself on actually getting Hope where she needed to be. We danced in and out of the thicker clumps of trees and ferns as I searched for a clearing. The squawks of the raptors followed us. They actually sounded closer.
"Go faster!"
I commanded Hope as we reached the edge of the familiar redwood trees.
Hope broke from a trot up to a run, but I knew right away she wasn't going as fast as she had before. She still ran pretty fast as we moved through the open spaces of the redwood grove, but I wasn't feeling the lighter-than-air sensation I felt when she was in top form. She must have been getting tired, and it made sense. She had been running a long time at max speed.
"Oh, no! There's more of those things!" the woman shouted. "I want to sit up!"
I didn't blame her, but there was no time to shuffle in our seats.
"Just stay still! We're almost home!"
I replied as I pulled my hand off of her ass. Almost as soon as I let my hand off, Hope leapt over a log and I had to smack the woman's butt cheek to keep her down on my lap.
"Home? We're going back to Kendraria?"
she asked with a gasp.
"What? No, I meant we're almost back at the fort. Now hang on!"
I lost the advantage of being somewhat concealed among the little evergreens and bushes back where we'd picked up the woman. The redwoods were more open, and now the whole pack of raptors knew where we were. A handful of the original chasers trailed behind us, but others were closing in from many other directions. There were a lot of these fuckers. I tried to pick the place toward home with the fewest little shits, and then aimed Hope in that direction. It was a particularly ancient redwood with a large number of ferns growing around its base.
"Right there,"
I said to myself as I guided Hope to the right side of the tree. Some of the raptors hung back like they were also running out of steam, but there were plenty of them still nipping at our ass. I brought Hope alongside the tree and then tried to kick her into overdrive as we made the left turn, just as we did with Acarno. She gave her best, and for a few seconds I felt that magical sensation of flying while riding her back. But we didn't get far enough away before the main field of raptors rounded the tree behind us. I glanced back even as Hope was slowing down. She'd given us a little space, but there wasn't enough time. We weren't going to make it.
"Come on, girl. You can do this," I said with an empathetic voice. "Don't slow down. They're right behind us."
The woman was able to look backward easier than me because she was lying across my lap.
"Can you use your powers again?"
I shouted as her fingers dug into my thighs like nails.
"Are you dumb? I only have two hands."
"What does that mean?" I shouted in reply.
"I know you have two hands." "Then why are you asking me to use my lance again?"
she asked.
"Never fucking mind,"
I shouted down. I didn't have time to figure out how her ability worked. We had to get back to the fort. We came around another redwood tree, and I immediately recognized how close we were to the wall. If Hope was at full speed, we'd be back in under a minute, but she was still slowing. I needed a plan, or we were going to be swarmed, and then killed, and then eaten. So I slowed her even more.
"What are you doing?"
the woman screamed in a panicked voice. I was making a gamer's decision on the battlefield. Hope wasn't going to make it if I tried to run her the whole way. We weren't that far, but it was all open ground.
"This is where it gets tough," I said. "I have to beat off the ones at the front or they'll take us down. You sure you can't use your lance thingy?"
"No, why do you keep asking?"
She turned to look up at me, but then her eyes widened when she saw our pursuers. Hope now ran at a decent trot, but it was far under the pace needed to escape all the green-feathered fuckers around us. I guided her toward a sequoia I recognized. It was the one just across the open field behind the fort. More green raptors appeared in ones and twos on both our sides. Some almost seemed to hesitate when they saw Hope bounding by with apparent lack of concern for predators, but that pause didn't last for long. Another raptor ran up from behind and sprang onto Hope's left side. The parasaur turned left and right to try to shake the stowaway, but the raptor held fast to her scales, as well as the over-the-back rope harness.
"Come on, you little fucker!"
I yelled at it. It was crazy hard to turn myself enough that I could wield my spear, but I managed to get just far enough I could point it in the direction of the feathery bastard now standing on Hope's back. I caught a glimpse of another raptor that ran at us from the side, but I could only deal with one at a time, and there were a dozen more approaching. I did one fast swing with my spear and then shot a glance toward our front. I made one little correction to Hope's path, fought against my terror, and then gave the raptor my full attention. The raptor shifted a bit as Hope adjusted her path, but didn't tumble over the side. Instead, it chose that moment to lunge at me. I braced the spear under my right arm and pointed it at the leaping lizard. I didn't think I could thrust with one hand while doing all my other shit, so I planned to use my spear differently. The raptor advanced along the ridge of Hope's back with its mouth leading the charge.
I countered by wedging the spear under the raptor's tiny wing, then I used the pole to shove the beast aside, and momentum knocked the flapping creature over the edge. I felt the fallen attacker bounce off my foot as it tumbled into the dirt below. We approached the final tree on our route, and I shifted our path toward home one last time. I managed to keep Hope to the slower trotting pace as we neared the tree, but I sped her up as we made the turn. The fort appeared only a few dozen yards ahead of us, and I felt a bit of relief flood my stomach.
"There it is!"
I shouted to my dinosaur. I asked her for a run, and she gave it to me. But Hope's once majestic breathing was now ragged and wet.
"Come on, Hope! You can make it!"
I yelled. I couldn't accept that we'd die within sight of our home. We had to make one last push.
"Gal mine! We're coming in!"
I screamed as I directed Hope toward the gate. I could almost hear the raptors panting behind us, and the woman in my lap started begging me to go faster. Hope hit her stride for a few precious seconds as we cruised across the first half of the open ground, but too soon she shifted back down to a tired trot. I spun around to see the raptors coming around the tree and slinking out of the ferns on both sides of the trunk. We'd been going much too slow to fool them with direction changes. They knew exactly where we were heading. Trell and Sheila were still doing their jobs as distractions. A big bunch of dinos stood below Trell as she hung on the side of the wall, making it look as if she was teaching some kind of class. Sheila was on top of the wall beside the spider woman, and she was making quick stabs at raptors that tried to jump up the wall. There were no raptors at the gate, and my vision tunneled on the door.
"Victor, I'm ready!"
Galmine yelled from inside the fort.
"I'm coming!"
I shouted, but Hope was definitely dragging ass as we crossed those final yards of the clearing. She was dragging lots of ass. I now heard the raptors' breaths from behind me like a chorus of angry steam engines. It sounded like they were running out of gas, but Hope's tank was pretty much empty.
"We're going to die,"
the pink-haired woman said in despair as she gazed behind. It felt like we'd come to a complete stop, especially in comparison to just a few seconds ago. I turned around to see what she was looking at, but instantly regretted the choice. The forest was alive with green-feathered monsters. If I'd known there were going to be this many raptors, I probably would have just stayed in the fort. Too late now. And I wanted to live.
"The fuck we are!"
I yelled back.
"Come on, Hope! One last push! Come on, girl! We aren't going to die today!"
My mount wheezed horribly, but her feet started to pump again, and she bent forward to give it her last push of energy. The walls of our new fort grew closer, and it looked like we were going to make it. Then I heard a chomp behind us and turned to see the one-eyed raptor. He'd closed the distance and was trying to take a bite out of Hope's tail. An instant before we hit the gate, Sheila pushed it open and stepped out while screaming. She shot off to my right side and ran along the base of the barricade, going away from the entryway.
"Sheila!"
I cried out. While Hope navigated into the swinging door, I got a last look at Sheila running for her life around the bend in the wall. She dragged her spear against each log to make a loud distraction, and I realized she was still playing the part of decoy. The raptors screeched loudly as a group, and I thought they'd finally catch us. But instead of ganging up to take down the giant slowpoke, the raptors peeled off and went for the easier target they saw in Sheila. Hope came off her back legs onto all fours and practically crawled through the swinging door. I had to crouch down toward the new girl on my lap while we went under the hinge. I kept it from falling on my head with one arm until it dropped onto Hope's scaly back. As the door shut behind us, I nudged Hope around because I wanted her to sit in front of the gate again. A greasy bundle of green feathers slithered through the side of the unlocked door, and the raptor charged into our fort and hopped onto our log pile like it was claiming the place. All I could see at that moment was Galmine standing with nothing but the locking ropes in her hands, and the one-eyed raptor moving toward her.
"Oh, fuck! Galmine!"
I shouted as I pushed the pink-haired woman off my lap, dropped off Hope's neck, and sprinted the little ways toward the rock woman standing at the gate. The monster turned its one eye away from Galmine as I stood in front of her, and the thing let out an angry hiss that sounded like a boiling tea kettle.
"Yeah, fuck you too, asshole."
I mentally commanded Hope to sit in front of the door, and I prayed that none of the other green-feathered assholes would push through before I could lock it again.
"Raptor inside the fort!"
I yelled as I thrust my spear at the great Dane-sized monster.
I'm pulling Sheila up from the other side!
I heard Trell yell, but I was too busy with the raptor to look at them. The green-feathered dino ducked back against my thrust, hissed at me again, and then lunged forward to snap at me. This guy seemed bigger than the others, and I guessed he probably weighed as much as me. My spear gave me a bit of an edge against him in combat, and I was able to step away from his snapping jaws and then jab him in the chest. I made a few more thrusts at the one-eyed asshole to get him away from Galma.